so great to be learning together. Sha'arei Oraz, Svarta Kalacha of the week. And the truth is, what we're doing today is really works for Svaradim, particularly for Svaradim, works for Ashkenazim as well. We're going to be speaking about ring doorbells and about whether that is acceptable on Shabbat. Can you keep your ring engaged on Shabbat? Do you have to disengage it for Shabbat? This is a lot of people asking that. Ring is very, very popular. You look around, say, Teaneck, you find a lot of people have a ring. So what does that mean? What does that mean for Shabbat? So basically is the following, is that on Shabbat you don't have use for it because your phone's going to be off. So normally it alert you like to appear on the ring because let your host know, oh, you're there, and appears and again there's a notification goes to his phone, but the phone is off. But still, is it okay to have all the recording going on? Recording goes in, who's out, what's being placed in the front, and you know people are going to appear on the screen on the recording. Is that a problem? So basically, the halakha is as follows. Ravagios, this is basically the same question as surveillance cameras, and we know at the Kotel Maravi we have surveillance cameras. Is that okay, or is that not okay to at the Kotel Maravi? So Ravagios Seif wrote a very important shuvai, writes that Shlomo Zalman Auerbach agreed with him about this, that you can have your, so you can go to the Kotel on Shabbat despite the fact that there are surveillance cameras there. The surveillance cameras are to detect criminals, criminal terrorists, and you're not a criminal. So the fact that you appear on it, that's meaningless to you. This is an example of psik resha, psik delo nichale. This is something that's an unintended act, even though it's inevitable, but it's unintended, and but you have no benefit from it. Delo nichale. So is that permitted? Is it not? This is a big, big machloga rishonim. It's a machloga between Tosfot, say that it's asur, and the Aruch believes that it's mutar. Tosfot believes asur midrabanan. Who do we follow? Shulchan Aruch quotes the Aruch, but essentially does not follow the Aruch when dealing with a din d'oraita. Now, how about if you're only doing something that's asur midrabanan? And says Rav Avadya Yosef, what you're dealing with surveillance cameras, your appearance is on the camera is only... is fleeting, is inoshel kiyam, it doesn't last, and therefore it's only rabbinic. Other reasons as well to say that it's only rabbinic, and therefore there's room to be lenient about this topic. One would say that there's a lot of room here to go in the lenient direction. Because it's only rabbinic. So what do we say? When you're dealing with any underlying isur as an isur d'oraita, that Shulchan Aruch is machmir. However, when the underlying isur is only rabbinic, so Rav Avadya say if you can be mekel, and the Sfaradic tradition is you can be mekel in the psik reshad lo nichale. If you look at the Yalkut Yosef and Hilchot Shabbat, he must repeat this at least 10 times. Psik reshad lo nichale, underlying Yisur Rabbanan, you can be lenient. Not so simple for Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim, the Rama seems to be machmir about this. He writes, for example, that you, this is well known, so you have a birthday cake and it says Happy Birthday, George. You can't cut that on Shabbat. That's a problem according to the Rama, not according to Maran, but according to Rama, that is a problem. Even though the fact that you're cutting the letters in Mechika it's inevitable, but you don't intend to do that, and slow nichale, you couldn't care less. Doesn't impact you, and the Yisur Rabbanan, because it's mechika, you're erasing, but it's not almanat lichtov, it's not on condition to write, it's only Yisur Rabbanan. So for Svaradim, it's okay, but for Ashkenazim, Rama is machmir. Other examples of the Rama is machmir. also psik reish on nichle. So for Ashkenazi, it's not so simple. And at most, you can rely on it when there's nisur drabanan. So there's some way to be mekel with nisur drabanan, psik reish lo nichle nisur drabanan, as far as Ashkenazi. So I would say when it comes to electricity, and this is what you're dealing with ring. Your appearance on the ring or any surveillance equipment is fleeting. It's only Nisur Drabanan. For many reasons, it's only Nisur Drabanan. And therefore, there is... you're dealing with Psik Reishit Delo Nichale. You don't... For you, you're not a criminal. It doesn't really matter to you that you appear on... That you appear on Shabbat. That your image appears in Shabbat. And... But I still think you have a heter for Ashkenazim because it's something unique to you dealing with electricity. What's the whole problem with electricity? The whole problem with electricity is that it is that you are tikkun mana, you're creating something, you're completing or bringing to life a particular an appliance, a machine, and that is only a problem. This is clear from the Magid Mishnah to the Rambam in Hilchot Shabbat, Perek Yud Bet, Halacha Aleph. It's only a problem when it's intended. And the Rav Asher Weish makes this absolutely clear, and this is absolutely essential for many, many issues of Kiryat Gyar and electricity. And that is when Psik Resha is only a problem if there is an intention, even if it's Nichale, certainly it's Lo Nichale. But so therefore, when you're dealing with completing electric circuits, and if it's meaningless to you, in general, even though Ashkenazim would be machmir psik reish lo nichale, when it comes to electricity, there's more room to be mekel. So where does this leave us, bottom line, acharei kichlot hakol? What does it do for us as far as electricity is concerned? So as far as electricity is concerned, what we say is as follows, is that you can be, is that... As far as security cameras are concerned, so if you can disengage it before Shabbat and you feel comfortable doing that, you don't feel it's a security risk, then you could be then good. Matov Manaim says Yoku Yosef, turn it off, great. But if you can't, it's difficult for you. You feel that there's a security need in your area and you want to have a ring on. It's important for you. You feel that it's necessary. It's okay. So if you can turn it off, great. And if you need to feel you need to keep it on, also okay when it comes to ring, because psik reish lo nichle ani isur drabanan, and because the isur of electricity, Rav Asher Weiss says minchat asher, is only applies if there's intention. Wishing everybody a great day, and there's more to talk about that intention about electricity, but for another time. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha and much briyut.